Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Sadness and anger in the city of Jarjis. Mourners carry the coffin of Yassin Abdel Karim, one of 18 Tunisians who drowned last month trying to get to Italy. Allahu Akbar! What happened to the others remains unknown, but relatives of the missing are angered by reports that Tunisian authorities buried some of the victims in unmarked graves in a cemetery for foreign migrants. Four bodies have since been exhumed. Days of protests culminated in a general strike on Tuesday. More than 4,000 people took to the streets demanding answers from authorities.
The first demand is to open an investigation into all aspects of the incident, from the sinking of the boat to the process of searching for the bodies.
More than 22,000 migrants have been intercepted off Tunisia's coast since the start of this year. It's a popular but dangerous route for African migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean to reach the EU. Food and fuel shortages in Tunisia have led others to join too. President Kais Saied has called for an investigation into what happened. He wants the people smugglers responsible to be found and prosecuted. But until economic conditions improve in Tunisia, people will continue to risk their lives in search of a better life in Europe. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.